presenting the report in Geneva, Guy Ryder, ILO Director General, said that what is more disturbing is that in the medium term, the forecasts are for continuing increase in global unemployment. He said the projected figure in 2019 is expected to reach 212 million. Mr. Ryder spoke about the global jobs gap described in the report, which is the difference between the job situation today and what it would have been if growth rates before the 2008 crisis had continued.
That gap now stands at 61 million jobs worldwide. So if you like, the jobs cost of the crisis up until this point is 61 million around the world.
Young people continue to be in a disadvantaged situation, according to the report. Mr. Ryder again.
Those between 15 and 24 are three times more likely to be unemployed than other adults, members of the workforce. Their rate of unemployment worldwide is some 13%.
Mr. Ryder said the big story is that in the emerging middle-income countries, the situation has deteriorated.
Here we are addressing in particular Latin America and the Caribbean, China, Russian Federation, and indeed a number of Arab countries. And there's not really been very much improvement either in sub-Saharan Africa, despite sustained and impressive growth rates.
The report also identifies the economic slowdown in some of these emerging middle-income countries as another factor for the job losses. Raymond Torres is the head of research at ILO.
In India, for example, it is a trend which has been noticed already in terms of the economy, and it is affecting the labor market, although not in the same way as in other parts of the world, because unemployment there is less widespread traditionally. Instead, what is seen is less progress in reducing working poverty and also more employment vulnerability. So more people in either situations of informal employment or working poverty or other types of vulnerable employment situations.
The report says the gap between wages and productivity continues to get worse, and income inequalities on current trends will continue to widen. At the same time, the global middle class, defined as people who enjoy consumption levels of between $4 and $13 per capita per day, continues to grow. The ILO says these trends have resulted in a substantial decline in confidence in government, particularly in advanced economies, as well as the Middle East and North Africa. However, the ILO report also points out that policymakers can address this crisis by investing in production, restoring demand in the economies, and putting in place financial systems that serve the needs of the real economy, which produces decent jobs. Derek Mbata, United Nations.